Welcome to the Central Presbyterian Church Podcast, Episode Alpha for July 29th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. Today's sermon by Pastor Jay Kwok is Ask, Seek, Knock, and the Golden Rule. Stick around after the sermon for some news from Central Presbyterian in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Now let's turn it over to Pastor Jay.
We have now had 17 messages on the Sermon on the Mount. Today's sermon is the sermon number 18. What we've been doing with the Sermon on the Mount is that we have divided this great sermon into about 20 small teachings and examined one by one. We've been doing that because it is a bit difficult for us to digest the entire sermon at one sitting. However, we need to keep in our mind that this still is one sermon. All of the teachings that we went through are interconnected and woven together to support one main theme of the sermon, that is the life of the kingdom citizen. It is a sermon that teaches us about the life of Christian, the life of the disciples of Jesus Christ, the one who follows the footstep of the Messiah. Brothers and sisters, please remember that this is who you are. God called you out of this world to be his chosen ones, and he asked us to live a life of the kingdom citizen. And that is what this sermon is about. Today we are looking at another one of famous, popular teaching. It is about prayer. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Now, before we go further into the discussion of this passage, we need to remember that this section comes after the teaching where Jesus says, do not judge. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And there was a mysterious add-on to that passage. Do not give what is holy to dog, and do not throw your purse before swine. A stern warning against poor discernment. Jesus tells us to withhold any judgment against others, for with that same measure you will be judged. But at the same time, do not judge does not mean all actions are equally ethical or that truth is relative. It does not mean you need to tolerate the actions and the thoughts of others recklessly. There is the standard that we uphold. There is a truth that we believe. A psalmist say that word of the God is the lamp to my feet and light to my path. The Bible, the word of God, is our standard. We are not to judge others, for only God is the judge of all. Yet we ought to see and say what is sin is a sin. What is immoral is immoral. But that is what the Word of God says. We are called to love each other ravishly. Yet we need to examine the life of the person. We need to see the lifestyle of the person. And so you and I may love the person wisely. Jesus does not want you to condemn others, and at the same time, he doesn't want you to become a victim of the evil of this world. Then this teaching comes. Ask, or keep asking, and it will be given to you. Seek, or keep seeking, and you will find. Knock, or keep knocking, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives. and the one who seeks find, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. The word ask, aitheo, here means to ask for with the urgency. Okay. It even to the point of demanding. The word zitio means, the word zitio, seek, means try to find something passionately with desire. And the word knock, kruo, does not mean a gentle knock to let the person inside know that you are there. It is also used in an urgent manner. Keep knocking desperately so you may escape from impending danger. That's what it means. So it is not just the ordinary prayer he talks about. It is not about serene prayer we have before a meal. It is not about another prayer we have before we go to bed. It is a prayer with a sense of urgency, a serious one, a desperate one. It is a prayer like one Jacob had in Genesis 32. Remember that he wrestled with the angel of God throughout the all night. He would not let the angel go, and he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." It is a prayer like the one Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane. The time of crucifixion was coming near, the betrayal and the suffering and death was getting near and near. So he prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me." Well, when was the last time you had a prayer like this? To each one, our Lord says, "Ask, it'll be given. Seek, you will find. And knock, it'll be opened." At a glance, it looks like our gracious Lord is telling us that our Father in heaven will always give what you ask for, if you pray hard enough. Look at the verses from 7 through 11. Verse 7 and 8, "Everyone who asks receives, who seeks finds, to him who knocks it'll be opened." And verse 9 and 10, "A human father would not give his son a stone instead of bread and snake instead of fish." And verse 11, "You do that even though you are evil, how much more," Jesus says, "your Father in heaven will give what is good to those who ask him." How wonderful, isn't it? How wonderful. So if you ask seriously enough and passionate enough, or long enough even, God will grant whatever you ask for. I see some of you go like this. So this verse is not about that. You probably heard a sermon or two saying, "Pray, then you will surely get it." Jesus says, "Everyone who asks receives, so pray, you will get it. Just have faith. Do you need a better job? Pray. Do you need a bigger house? Pray." God's desire is that you prosper and lack nothing, so pray for financial miracle. Pray big. God is greater than you think, and it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be opened. So ask God. Demand. Brothers and sisters, do not be deceived. Do not be fooled by such a false message. This passage is not about that. God is not a vending machine. Are you with me? You give a little something to God, like a prayer and an offering, and a little bit of your time and effort, and boom, there, you get what you want. Look, God is not the genie of the lamp. Remember that? Genie, and boom, yes, master, what do you want? He is the Lord. He is the one who created you, and He holds absolute authority over your life. We need to remember that. It is not you who demand your God to follow your will, but it is God who demands you to follow His will. Yes, God is for you. God is for you. He loves you. So He gives what is best for you. That's the point of this prayer. But that's the point of this passage, okay? But that does not mean He is obligated to give you whatever you ask for. He does answer your prayer always. Okay, don't get this wrong. He does answer your prayer always, and He gives what is best for you. But be careful. His answer may look different. Yes, too many Christians and Christian leaders are making the same mistake, and the results are severe enough for the whole faith community. I heard a story about a woman, a good Christian woman. One day, her husband got sick. They found a lump in his lung. Cancer. Doctor said, it's a little bit too late for us to do anything. So she went to her pastor, and the pastor said, pray. He said that Jesus said, ask, seek, and knock. So go on, pray. She did, desperately and fervently. Yet her husband died. She went to the pastor again. How can this be? I prayed so hard for the healing of my husband, yet God took him away from me. And then, this is what the pastor said to the poor woman. Maybe you did not pray hard enough. Maybe you or your husband have hidden sin that you did not repent. Maybe you had doubt in your heart when you prayed. Maybe you do not have true faith in Jesus at all. This is a true story. She walked away from the pastor and also from the faith. She said, there is no God. Christianity is fake. What went wrong? Two things. One, the wife nor the pastor did not know that God always answers prayer not according to their will, but according to His will and His wisdom. Two, so our prayer should be, our asking and seeking and knocking should be the petition to Him to show where His will is in each moment of our life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remember that? But Jesus says, your Father in heaven will give what is good to those who ask Him, you may complain. Yes, He does. He gives what is good to those who ask. But the question is, do we know what is good? I'm not talking about something that satisfies us momentarily. I'm talking about the good things that will last for eternity. Do we have such wisdom? Do we even know what is going to happen to us tomorrow? What verses from 9 through 11 tells us that God gives that is best for you. So trust God in any circumstances. It is not about what you get. It is about the trust. God is ultimately good, and he has ultimate wisdom. He knows what is best for you. So you may not get what you ask for, but you still need to trust the Lord. Do not be despaired simply because God did not give what you asked for. He knows what you need, and he gives what is best for you. Does this make sense to you? Pastor John Piper put it this way. Jesus says in verse 9 to 10 that a good father will not give his child a stone if he asks for bread, and will not give him a serpent if he asks for fish. This illustration prompts us to ask, listen carefully, what if the child asks for a serpent? Does the text answer whether the Father in heaven will give it? Yes, it does. In verse 11, Jesus draws out this truth from the illustration. Therefore, how much more will your Father give good things to those who ask him? He gives good things. He gives good things. Only good things. He does not give a serpent to a child. So we are commanded to pray, and in our prayer, we are to trust God, who answers our prayer with the good things according to his eternal wisdom. We may not understand the answer at the time. The answer from the Father can be quite different from what we wanted or what we expected. But trust your Father. He is good always. He knows what is best for you. Religious practice brings us to the place of ritual. Well, this is important. Think about it. Okay? Religious practice will bring us into the place of ritual. But the true faith in God brings us to the place of complete trust. And so to the place of peace and comfort despite the things that surround us. So we pray. We ask, seek, and knock to see where the will of Father is. When we seek to pray according to God's will, we are giving ourselves over to being open to what God desires and trying to align ourselves with God's purpose. This was the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, but yours be done. And this is the meaning, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And in verse 12, Jesus says, in everything, therefore, treat people the same you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophet. Have you heard this expression before? A scribe came to Jesus and asked, which one is the greatest commandment of all? And Jesus said, love your God and love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So treat others as you want them to treat you means love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as you love yourself. Does it make sense to you? There is the will of God. Here is the will of God. And that is what we need to ask, seek, and knock in our prayer. Imagine that you're in a situation that your close friend or even your family member try to treat you so bad. What would you do? What if you're supposed to be betray you? What if your friend turned their back against you? Ask, seek, and knock. Jesus tells us not to worry, but to seek his righteousness and his kingdom first. Jesus tells us not to condemn others, but to love them with a good discernment. Jesus tells us to pray ceaselessly, passionately, and continuously to find where the will of God is in every situation. And Jesus tells us the will of God is in love. Love your God and love your neighbor as yourself. When we place greater values in the things that we are in the world, things that we desire as what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear, they only cause us pain and suffering. There must be something deeper, more essential, more vital in our life. So we ask and seek and knock for the door to be opened. Let us welcome the presence of love into our lives. His righteousness, and his kingdom, the realm which governs by the love of God. For we know only that will satisfy our soul. Let me conclude today's message with a poem written by Eusebius of Caesarea. This is a poem. This was written in a form of prayer. So let us pray and listen to this poem. May I be an enemy to no one, and the friend of what abides eternally. May I never quarrel with those nearest me, and be reconciled quickly if I should. May I never plot evil against others, and if anyone plot evil against me, may I escape unharmed and without the need to hurt anyone else. May I love, seek, and attain only what is good. May I desire happiness for all and harbor envy for none. May I never find joy in the misfortune of one who has wronged me. May I never wait for the rebuke of others, but always rebuke myself until I make reparation. May I gain no victory that harms me or my opponent. May I reconcile friends who are mad at each other. May I, insofar as I can, give all necessary help to my friends and to all who are in need. May I never fail a friend in trouble. May I be able to soften the pain of the grief-stricken and give them comforting words. May I respect myself. May I always maintain control of my emotions. May I habituate myself to be gentle and never angry with others because of circumstances. May I never discuss the wicked or what they have done, but know good people and follow in their footsteps. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can find us 24/7 at centralprespb.com. We're also everywhere on social media. Just look for Central Pres PB. Feel free to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave a review. It helps people find us. This is your host, Zach Cosner. I hope you have a great week.